Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's make our picks. They are presented by the Cash App. Our NFL picks last night, we were split. Sean Morash and Tiki Barber took L's, taking the Dallas Cowboys. Me and Tommy took the Lions and got victories. So here are the standings going into Sunday's action. Tommy is in first place by one full game, 36-33. Sean is 35-34. Tiki is 32-37. And I am 30-38-1 as we enter Sunday. We'll all pick the Jets and then two other games. We will kick it off with our first place, Tommy Lugauer.
Game number one for me. One could say this is potentially my game of the year. Let's go to Buffalo, where the Bills are laying 6 points against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. The Bills always struggle with Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is back. T. Higgins is back off a concussion. The Bills stink. Their defense is not very good. Cincinnati wins this game outright. Now, for the sake of the show, I'll scoop the 6 points, but Cincinnati's winning this game. That's game number one for me. Game number two. You could say this is my game of the year. I love it so much. Sunday Night Football. And I've been talking about this for the last couple weeks. I think the Chiefs are done. And I think this is the week that does it to them. Texans win this game outright. The wrong team is favored here. Texans have the best defense in the NFL. They're red hot. They got C.J. Stroud back. 3.5 points. Even if the Chiefs win the game, they never win by more than 3. Houston's not going to need it. They win the game outright. Pick number two for me is Houston +3.5. Now, the main event. If this was just a regular football game and I didn't think about any outside forces, the Jets are the side. The problem is, there are outside forces. A little birdie told me that Joe Beningo doesn't love the Jets. He guaranteed a Jets victory. The last time Joe guaranteed a Jets victory of my memory, like outwardly that I heard it, was the IC Ghosts game. He was very confident there. Plus, Joe will be at the game. Evan will be at the game as well. Young Spence is not going to save you this week, Evan. The Dolphins stink, but it's going to be 70% Dolphin fans. It's going to be a long Sunday. The Dolphins cover the 2.5. Game number three for me. So give me Cincinnati +6, Houston +3.5, and the Dolphins -2.5.
Sean Morash.
All right, game number one for me. A game between two odd birds, the Seahawks and Falcons in Atlanta. There's no more denying how good the Seattle Seahawks are. I mean, heck, a couple weeks ago, Sam Darnold turned the ball over 15 times. They still almost beat the Rams. That was, of course, an exaggeration. The Falcons have no Drake London. You saw them last week. They lost to the Jets. They stink. 6.5. I'm getting it under 7 here. Give me Seattle on the road to cover in Atlanta. Game number one. Game number two, the late window game that all America will get. Well, the Bears just seem to get by every single week. The Eagles handing that game. I think this is a big Packer spot off the extended break on Thanksgiving. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers laying 6.5 in a rivalry game to start to distance themselves and gain back. The Bears ain't getting the one seed in the NFC. What are we talking about? And game number three, Evan in the building. Joe in the building.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Dolphins are going to shove their bottle noses right up you know what.
So,
you think the Jets are escaping instead of keeping this hot play? No way. They do the Tua step on you. The Dolphins blow out the Jets on Sunday and cover the three.
Wow.
I see a common theme here. They all think that me, Joe, and my son are like the kiss of death. Tiki Barber.
Yeah. I think the Jets actually keep this thing tight. Might even win it. Home dogs. Give me the Jets.
Yeah.
Whoa. Give me the Jets.
Yeah. Gotham's Jets.
Gotham Jet in the Gotham uniform, which is actually an insult because the idiot New Yorkers that were named after a village in England. We went down that rabbit hole earlier. But give me the Jets. Screw them damn Dolphins. You heard me. Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the New Orleans Saints. The Saints have been bad, and the Bucs are getting healthy. Baker Mayfield back. Bucky Irving is back. Give me the Bucs. It's a big number-ish, laying 8.5 a division game. But I like the Bucs to get back on track to how they were previously this season. Bucs laying 8.5 at home. And then the Washington Commanders traveling to the Minnesota Vikings, who stink quarterback-wise, is horrendous. Marcus Mariota is not a world beater. But come on. Did you watch the Vikings last 2 weeks? Give me the Commanders laying 1.5. They're only getting 1.5 on the road. That's an easy one to me.
Is Jaden Daniels playing or not?
Yes, he got cleared today. He's starting this game.
But why is the line 1.5? Because I saw that same line and it jumped out at me.
Because they don't fully trust the Commanders.
Yeah.
It is a tricky, tricky line.
So you got Jaden getting 1.5, too.
That's even worse.
Good for you. All right. There's one game I agree with someone on the board, so I'll just admit it. I've been eyeing this one for days. Look, I don't buy the Chicago Bears. I don't. And I didn't buy them last Friday either, and I took a big fat L when they smacked the Eagles around. But this is also Packers-Bears. It's Packers-Bears.
Right.
The Packers kill the Bears. That's what they do. And so when you combine that with the fact that Green Bay is playing some of their best football over the last few weeks, I completely agree with Sean. Lay all of the points. Give me Green Bay minus the 6.5 against Chicago. That's game number one. Game number two, I'm going to continue to make Sean smile. It's not a game he picked, but it's a game he'll enjoy. The Daniel Jones pumpkin thing, it's a ride.
Let's go.
And so the Jacksonville Jaguars are taking them on in a huge game, and the Jaguars are taking 1.5. Look, Jacksonville's a very tough team to trust. But I sense the end is near for Indianapolis. I do.
Feels like it.
It feels like it. So give me the Jaguars in game number two getting a point and a half. Now let's get to the main event. Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium. I was not planning to go to this game. I wasn't. But my five-year-old had such a good time at MetLife Stadium in 35-degree rain that I said, do you want to go back, young Spence? And I said, I will take you back. And so I'm going back in the building. And yes, Joe will be there, and he'll be relatively close. Look, I'm going to give you football reasons for why I think this is going to be a horrible Sunday. This is not Sean and Tommy's typical Joe's there, Evan's there, la, la, la. I don't trust this team yet. I don't trust them to force a freaking turnover, which they've done twice all season long. I don't trust this offense to consistently move the football down the field. I don't trust it. I don't even trust Tyrod Taylor to stay healthy. Even last week, he got banged up, ran to the sidelines. I thought we were going to see Justin Fields. And now that you've got Brady Cook on the sidelines, as much as I'd love to see Brady Cook succeed and eventually play this year, can you imagine if he gets thrown into this game? I mean, that's on the table.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor doesn't get through full seasons. So I have an ugly feeling in my stomach. Plus, I hate to give credit to the Dolphins. They've played well. Like, they're better. And I think they're going to smack us around. I think that Spence is in for a rude awakening.
Oh, no.
You know, he saw us win this dramatic game on a game-winning field goal, comeback, the whole thing. I think on Sunday, my five-year-old gets baptized. He realizes, oh, this is what being a Jet fan is all about. Give me the Dolphins laying the 2.5 at MetLife against the New York Jets.
So wow, for me, I'm the only one that's picking the Jets.
Yeah, wow. You're on an island.
You guys are going to be losers.
I hope so. Listen, sometimes I'd rather be a loser than a winner. So I'll take the Green Bay Packers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Miami Dolphins. Those are our picks for Week 14 in the NFL.
Have you contemplated a certain situation unfolding Sunday?
What's that situation?
That a young Spence walks out after some exciting Dolphins touchdowns in love with their aqua blue and goes, Daddy, I want to be a Dolphins fan.
I want Dolphins.
Cool name.
I mean, it's a risk you got to take. What am I supposed to do?
We've met Spence. Spence thinks for himself. I'll give him that.
No, he will tell you how he feels.
I want Dolphins.
Jed is loyal.
Dolphins.
Jed is loyal to Daddy and his teams. Yes. I get the Spence.
Business.
Spence could be a wild card.
Jets.
I mean, you're right. Like, Jed was offered $100 from Brandon Tierney to say Mets suck. And he walked into the microphone and said, I love you guys to death, but Mets suck. And
Mets suck.
And was fine. I got my money. I'm good.
Yeah.
Spence don't care.
No, he don't.
If the Dolphins smack us around on Sunday, he's a major flight risk. I mean, I admit that. But what are you supposed to do as a father? You're supposed to, like, not take him to the game because of the risk of losing?
No. It's not the risk of losing. I think there is something, and this is where people locally become Dolphin. There's something vulnerable with that cute little dolphin on the helmet and the aqua blue. And if they're putting up points, that team could suck you in. It could suck in a vulnerable young child. I think the opponent, I would not have taken him to a Dolphin.
You're making me second guess.
The Falcons, like, who cares? He's
You're
not
also
be a Falcon.
Off a win. You're pressing your luck. That's a valuable lesson to Spence. Don't press your luck. You got your win. That should have been the win for the season. And then go back next year. He's messing with the football gods here.
So there's a chance I come in here Monday and say I got a major worry here. I think my son's a Dolphin fan.
I want Dolphins!
I mean, he could be asking Santa for a Jalen Waddle jersey by Monday afternoon.
Oh, God, you're painting the worst possible scenario. Like, that is a doomsday scenario.
I mean, listen to that voice asking for dollars. Now he's going to be saying, I want Dolphins!
Boo Mets!
Boo Jets!
I'm worried. I'm very worried now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.